Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. Today there were some lugubrious tidings, and that is Sir Keir Starmer has appointed Lord Peter Mandelson as the next British ambassador to the United States. So His Majesty's ambassador. I know theoretically King Charles III appoints him, but he always acts upon prime ministerial advice. And the prime minister's very extensive powers of patronage. So it was within the gift of the First Lord of the Treasury to give out this one. And this is the plum of all ambassadorial posts. Usually these go to career diplomats. People join the Foreign and Commonwealth Office or whatever is the Office for Foreign, Commonwealth and International Development Affairs. What a ridiculously lengthy title. And they work their way up from third secretary, second secretary to first secretary, to deputy ambassador, ambassador, or high commissioner as it is, if it's a Commonwealth country. But anyway, there can be political appointments. So Mandelson has been a Labour apparatchik all his life. Indeed, the grandson of Herbert Morrison, who was regarded as deputy prime minister in the post-war Labour government, though he wasn't officially designated with that title. Mandelson, who used to be a communist, I'm not exaggerating, sold the Young Communist League newspaper outside of tube stations as an adolescent. But okay, that's a lifetime ago. He ought to be forgiven for his support for a vicious, totalitarian and racist genocidal ideology, communism. He's moved on from that after St. Catherine College, Oxford. And then he did voluntary service overseas. Was it in Tanzania? Not long after the colonial era. And did various other things, was part of this national organization for young people, went to Cuba to represent the United Kingdom, for some sort of World Youth Council, was director of communications for the Labour Party in the mid-1980s, which was an unenviable task, given that they had Kinocchio to transmit to the public and a very hostile Fleet Street at the time, that being the synecdoche for newspapers, because they were still based in Fleet Street till about the mid-80s, when Rupert Murdoch moved his operations out and the rest of them followed suit, the Wapping dispute and all that. So Lord Mandelson, MP since 1992 for Hartlepool. And then he twice resigned from the cabinet in disgrace. So he'll have some fellow feeling with Trump over that one, the financial impropriety and the taking the loan from who was it? I can't remember the chap's name, the paymaster general, as he was at the time, that Labour MP. A massive personal loan whilst the Department of Trade and Industry, Mandelson's department, was investing in the bloke. And Mandelson said he'd insulated himself from the investigation. So there's no way that he could be tilting it this way or that way. But no. Lord Hewitt's dictum is applicable here. Justice must not only be done, it must indubitably irrefutably be seen to be done. Because if there is even the appearance of impropriety, no actual impropriety, the appearance thereof is sufficient to render this unethical and a gross breach of the ministerial code. And again, another thing is trying to twist the arm of the Home Office to fast-track visas for the nannies of the Hinduja family. It was for the Hinduja family, the Hinduja brothers, these billionaire Indian vegan brothers who'd acquired British citizenship and so on, just because they bankrolled the Millennium Dome. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. No. There can be no quid pro quo, no douceur. And so that he's trying to turn Britain into a banana republic. So Mandelson as an inveterate liar, okay, so perhaps he'll connect with Trump on that one. Mandelson as an advocate of violence against the most innocent and vulnerable members of our society. He's absolutely vile, lying to the public about the Good Friday Agreement. In Blair's memoirs, he said, we stretch the truth beyond breaking point. Mandelson was Secretary of State for Northern Ireland for a while. He'd been Minister for that portfolio to begin with in Blair's Labour cabinet. Is reviled within the Labour Party, voted off the National Executive Committee, defeated by Ken Livingstone, who's now dying of Alzheimer's, thank God. So he's a truly despicable man. Claims to care about the poor, but he'd never give them a penny of his own money. Multi-millionaire, Silthy Tove, mean-spirited, used to like to order hot water with a dash of lemon for £10. This is in the 90s. Absolute low down scumbag slime ball. And outspoken day one abominator of Donald Trump. All right, I see eye to eye with him on that one. Euro fanatic, was a sort of British commissioner in the European Union, They can't speak French decently. I would love to have seen Mandelson's face when he saw the United Kingdom was withdrawing from the European Union. He was a harsh critic of Comrade Corbyn. And okay, can the devil speak true? Mandelson was right on that one, at least. Anyway, he was seen as very close to Tony Blair, the evil genius behind Blairism. So now he's got to try and ensure their cordial relations with the United States. He's been a long time Atlanticist, and he savaged Trump in previous interviews in 2019. But Trump can sometimes ignore these things, forget these things. He's probably senile himself. So some people say this is signifying just how seriously Starmer takes the need to maintain amicable relations with the United States. Lord Mandelson, he spoke out denouncing the president-elect some years ago. So will that queer the pitch for relations from the get-go? I think it actually won't have that much impact. You know, David Lammy, he also lacerated Trump and hasn't even eaten his words, but seems to have reasonable chemistry with the incoming United States administration. Mandelson said the conservatives trying to forge decent relations with the United States in Trump's first term were despicable, and said that even Tories regarded Trump as a reckless danger to the world. Well, that is true, actually. So Mandelson going over there, and he's exactly the sort of over-sophisticated, artificial, metropolitan liberal type who Trump is known to loathe, the establishment homosexual. Having said that, Trump, he's got all sorts of bigotries. I don't think he's homophobic. I don't recall him saying anything anti-gay. Incidentally, Lord Mandelson, yes, that necromancer, he is a homosexualist, and he is married to a Brazilian man. Now, homosexuality is entirely honorable, is found in hundreds of species. Homosexuality has always existed in all countries, so far as we know. Of course it would. It is natural in some people, maybe 5% of the population, maybe more. And very, very few people are absolutely heterosexual. So I don't disrespect him in the least bit for being gay. But some of the Republican camp are still homophobic. So that might be a bit of an obstacle. Might say, well, we're going to do it because we believe in egalitarianism and we're not going to discriminate against him, even though if he's gay, even if it does somewhat impair relations with the United States. So I don't see him gelling well with Trump and his gun-toting, snake-handler, wing-nut Christian fundamentalists who absolutely hate Muslims and Arabs. He's not going to get along well with Farage, who's much more on Trump's wavelength. Lord Mandelson, he is a good friend of Morgan McSweeney, a Corp man. Hurrah! So Morgan McSweeney is Keir Starmer's chief of staff. So only last week, Morgan McSweeney went across the United States to have some informal meetings with the Trump administration. Obviously, he's due to take office in exactly a month's time to try and make sure that relations get off to a flying start. But Lord Mandelson sharply disagrees with Trump over the People's Republic of China. Remember, trade, that is supposedly Mandelson's speciality, because he had the European Union brief on that one. The trade war against China is one of Trump's bedrock beliefs. I think Trump is actually quite foolish on this one. Having said that, China is more vulnerable than ever before, so might be minded to back down and cut a deal. Labour wants to have better relations with China, sees it as a source of investment, even though they know that China has been hyper-aggressive in its espionage operations, in trying to intimidate Chinese people in the United Kingdom who are human rights activists, running these illegal police stations and things like that. So I don't think it's going to really work there. The statement was put out by Starmer's office today about the appointment of Lord Mandelson, which had been widely rumoured in the Westminster Village. And it says that Mandelson's got unrivaled experience. Well, he's certainly experienced in politics. He's been involved in one way or other for about 40 years. And so Dame Karen Pierce is stepping down as ambassador to the United States. She's the first woman to have been the British ambassador in the USA. So I don't think he's a great choice, and we shall see how well he plays out with the Trump administration. He has previous, he's the wrong side in politics for Trump. Now, okay, there's a Labour Party in office, but you could have a career diplomat who's got no track record in politics, who's got no views that you're going to rub Trump up the wrong way. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.